7.
Bringing hope to many around the globe. Transforming lives into legacies. Living Word with Pastor Mensah Otabil. And now, today's word.
My series on choices. And my subtitle for today is Going Left or Right. Which way are we going? And, you know, choices are always difficult. We all have the difficulty. I have it. You have it, I believe. We have difficulty making up our minds as to what is the right course of action. What is the right thing to do? Should I go on this trip or not? Should I invest in this business or not? Should I take this course or not? Should I marry this one or that one? Should I do this or not? These are issues that we always have to grapple with. And sometimes we are arrested by the process of indecision that we never do anything because we don't know what to do. But you know, as we have said earlier, whether you choose or not is a choice. So even if you don't make up your mind, you've chosen. So it's better you make up your mind properly and in the right way. So today we'll look at some general principles that will guide us to make our choices. Now, since every situation we face has its own peculiarities, we will not focus on specifics. I'm not going to tell you do this or do that in a specific situation, but I'm going to give you general principles to help us to make the right choices. And we're going to start with something very important that Jesus said about choices in the book of Matthew, and Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 to 14. Matthew chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. All right. The general context is Jesus is talking about the kingdom of God. And he's talking about how we approach the kingdom. So specifically, he's talking about the kingdom and our eternal destination. But we can apply the same word to other choices that we make in our lives, including how we want to spend eternity and how we want to make all the important decisions of our life. I want you to listen carefully to what Jesus says about choices. Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it. Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life. And there are few who find it. Very profound statement about Jesus. Jesus is showing us two paths open to us. And as I said, in the immediate context, he's talking about it matters of eternity, where we spend eternity, whether we're going to receive him as Lord or not. But as a general principle, what he says here applies to our lives in a general way, and I'm not just going to limit it to eternal matters, which is also important because you need to make that decision, but I'm going to broaden the implication or the application of this verse. Jesus speaks about three things that I want to note on. First, he talks about the gate. The gate. The gate is the point of entry. It is the place you begin. Is the thing that invites you to start a journey. It's a point of entry or point of access. And that is what we see first when we want to make a decision. Every decision has a gate. Every decision has a gate. It is a thing that appeals to us or calls to us. That's the gate. Then Jesus talks about the way. The way is the path to travel on. The way is the rest of the journey. And he shows us how the journey can be undertaken. Usually, the way follows the nature of the gate. In the parable that Jesus told, when I come to expand on it, the way conforms to the gate. If we see the gate as beautiful, we will expect the way to be beautiful. If we see the gate as ugly, we will expect the way to be ugly. So there is the gate, let's all say the gate, and then there is the way. And then the third thing Jesus talks about in the parable is the destination. Destination. The way and the gate lead somewhere. That is where you end. In the parable, Jesus talks about the fact that both the gate and the way lead to a place. So where you end up is based on the gate you entered into and the path you traveled on. It's not luck. It's not chance. It is based on the gate you entered into and the path you traveled on. Because you are going to end up where you are headed. You don't follow the path to Kumasi and end up in Ho. You don't follow the path to the north and end up in the east. You're going to end up where you are headed. The gate you choose, the path you choose, will determine where you end. So I want you to have in mind what he's talking about. There is a gate, there is a path, there is a destination. If you enter this particular gate, you're going to walk on this particular path, and you're going to end up in this particular destination. Now, you can choose one gate and wish you were on another path. It doesn't work that way. You choose the gate, you follow the path, and it's going to end you in a predictable destination. It is not luck. It is not good wishes. It is predictable. The gate, the path, and the destination. So, in making choices, I want you to have that in mind. There is a gate, the path, and the destination. Let's say that together. The gate, the path, the destination. Say it one more time. The gate, the path, the destination. Whichever gate you choose to enter is going to lead you to a path, and it will lead you to a destination. In your mind, you may wish you chose another gate, but the gate you actually chose will lead you to a path, and it will lead you to a destination. All right. Now, in the parable that we just read, Jesus talks about two different gates, two different paths, and two different destinations. They are not one and the same. And he gives us options. Remember, I said that in making choices, there will always be options and preferences. When there is an option, you're going to say, I prefer this one. This is what I want. This is the gate I want to enter in. This is the path I want to follow. That's your preference. But the options will always be available. So there are two options, and we're going to examine both options. The option number one, this is the preferred option because Jesus puts it first, is the first option. The narrow gate, that's option one. The narrow gate. The narrow gate implies a controlled access. The first thing that anybody would see if they approached this gate would be the nature of the gate. And Jesus described the gate as narrow. It's narrow. And so when you see this gate, it's narrow. So once you see it, you know you are entering a serious place. It's a serious place. It's not a fanciful place. And the description of narrow here gives the impression that the access is designed for one person at a time. Now, if the gate is narrow, then the path is also going to be narrow. But this is a narrow gate. Everybody say narrow gate. Narrow gate. It's not broad. You can't go in with your friend. You can't go in with your neighbor. You go in by yourself. It's a narrow gate. It's a narrow gate. It's designed to have a controlled access. It's not everybody does it. It's whether you want it or you don't want it. The narrow gate. It is made for each individual to decide by himself or herself to enter or not to enter. It doesn't seem like a very attractive gate. Then Jesus talks about the fact that following the narrow gate is a difficult path. That talks about sacrificial living. And Jesus may declare that those who enter the narrow gate had to be prepared to face difficulties. They're going to make sacrifices. They're going to give up some things. They had to sow the right things. And then he concludes by saying that only few people find it. That means it's not a popular choice. The narrow gate is not the popular choice. People don't like to deal with discipline, with change, with toughness. We like to live life on our own terms instead of making adjustments. If you chose the narrow gate, you had to make adjustments. Maybe you may have to walk sideways to enter. You may have to walk delicately. You have to make a lot of changes to accommodate the difficulties on the path. And Jesus says, there is a narrow gate, there is a difficult path, and only a few people are on it. It is not the popular choice. Incidentally, it is the right choice. So this option is not popular, but it's the right thing. So you just get the impression that the right thing doesn't always appear popular. That's a narrow gate. Few find it. Now let's look at the second option. Option number two. Jesus says, well, there is a narrow gate, and then there is the wide gate. Access is not controlled. It has no rules. It has no restrictions, no regulations. It appeals to everyone. It's attractive for everyone. It does not make any demands on you. It promises good things without any pressure. You can enter with your friends. You can hide behind people and enter there. You don't need to take personal responsibility, unlike the narrow gate where you have to enter by yourself. This one you can enter as a group. The gate is very wide. It can accommodate you and your friends. And when you enter the wide gate, the path is broad. It's a broad way. It's easy to travel on. No sacrifices, no pressure, no personal responsibility. You can hide behind people. You can live as you want. You can do things as you want and use the broad way. And Jesus concludes in the parable by saying that many are on it. That means it's a very popular option. This is what most of us like. This is what most of us choose. And this is why majority of people never fulfill God's plan for their lives. That's why many of us would choose the curse rather than the blessing. Because the curse is on the broad way and in the wide gate, and the blessing is in the narrow gate and the difficult way. So if Jesus says that many people are on this way and few are on option number one, it is safe to conclude that in this auditorium, only a few people are exercising option number one, according to Jesus. So I don't know percentages, but I would probably say maybe only 5% of people in this auditorium today, when they're going to make a choice, would be influenced by option one. Narrow gate, difficult road. How many people are going to say, oh, I want to make a decision, I'm going to choose the hard one? Let's face it. If you're faced or you're given two options, one is easy, the other is hard, which one are you going to choose? The easy. The easy. If you're going to sit an exam, there is the easy way and the difficult way. Which one are you going to choose? The easy. If somebody says, I'm going to give you a tablet, and if you take this tablet, you'll pass the exam. And another person says, you're going to learn all night, no sleep, all night, and you pass the exam. Two gates, narrow, broad. Let's face it. Many of us will opt for the tablet. Somebody says, you can stake a lotto and be rich. Another person says, you're going to work hard and prosper. Which one is going to appeal to you? Lotto? Is that not so? You want to lose weight. Somebody says you have to exercise. Go on a diet every day. Wake up 4:30 in the morning. Jog, walk, cut down your food. Another person says, drink this particular water and you'll be fine. Which one are you going to choose? Water. So Jesus is saying there is a narrow way and there is a broad way, and our general predisposition as people is to go towards the broad way, where the rules are relaxed, where it doesn't pressure us, where life is easy, rather than go through the narrow way where everything is difficult and you enter the gate. The gate is rusted, it is narrow, the walls are narrow, and it's just, you know, pinching you all over the place. You have scratches on your skin. Who wants scratches on their skin? Go on the broad way.
Thank you for listening to Living Word. To interact with Pastor Mensah Otobe, like his page on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter at Mensah Otobe. Email otterville@centralgospel.com or call +233 302 688 000.